Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, following what is going on, King of Kings, we know that you are still in charge and you will always be in charge. And Father, even as we go into the lockdown, Father, we pray that King of Kings, you will go ahead of us, you will be our rear guard, you will keep us safe and sound. I speak, O Father, Lord, King of Kings, health upon every household in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Father, we lift up those who are suffering right now, those who are in hospitals, those who are struggling. King of Kings, we pray for your healing. We pray for those families, my Father, Lord, that you will come through for them in the name above every other name. Those who are bereaved, Father, may you strengthen them at such a time as this, my God. King of Kings, go ahead of us and be our rear guard. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody shouts, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. The message for you and I today is you are not alone. You are not alone. Hallelujah. You are not alone. Some of us are wondering, last time we were in lockdown, I was alone. I felt alone. I got good news for you. You are not alone. The good Lord is with you. Moses, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 12, he prayed for the presence of the Lord. He prayed that God goes with them. And God is going to go ahead of us even in this season. Hallelujah. Moses said to the Lord in Exodus chapter 33, verse 12, he said, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me with. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor in me, with me." He wanted to know whether God will go with him. Even right now in this season, there's somebody who's saying, is the Lord around? Where is God in all this? I've got good news for you. God is alive and well, and he is here, and he's in this situation. Hallelujah. In verse 14, the Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." I can decree and declare that the presence of the Lord will be with you during this season, and he will give you rest. Hallelujah. He will give you rest. I speak against every spirit of restlessness. Be at peace because God is with you. The Lord is with you. You heard that story that Mercy enunciated here about the three Hebrew boys who were thrown into the furnace. They were thrown into the furnace, three of them. But how come when they are in the furnace, there's a fourth one? That tells you and me that God is always in the fire. He's always in the fire waiting for you. Whenever the enemy throws you, whenever COVID-19 situation, whenever lockdown throws you in, he is there in the fire to quench the heat for you. Hallelujah. This shall not be too hot for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Because you know what? He is with you. He is in the fire. The Lord is in the fire. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, as Moses is saying farewell to the children of Israel, he tells them, the Lord himself, Deuteronomy 31, 8, the Lord himself, Yahweh himself, he's not going to send, he's not sending an emissary. He himself will go before you, and he will be with you. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will be with you. Now say it together with me. He. Say it like you had breakfast. He will be with me. Now say it again. He will be with me. Now the third time. Jehovah. Yahweh. Will be with me. Even in this season. If you believe it, give him a clap offering. He promises, the man called Cyrus, in chapter 45 of Isaiah, from verse 2 to 25, you'll find that script, those scriptures there. He says to Cyrus, whom I have held, whom I have grasped, with whom whose right hand I have grasped. Oh. He has grasped you with your right hand. Your right hand. Have you ever seen a kid? These kids walking with their parents. You know, the kid at times just wants to put up the hand so that daddy can hold the hand. As long as the kid's hand is in daddy's hand, the kid is secure. It doesn't matter what happens. The kid knows that I am in daddy's hands. My hand is in daddy's hands. I can announce to you that your hands are in his hands. Like we sang that song, your life is in his hands. So he says to Cyrus, I have held you by my right hand. Isaiah 45 verse 1. I have held you by your right hand, and I am going to go ahead of you. I have purposed to go ahead of you. When God goes ahead of you, he removes every roadblock. He removes everything the devil has put in your pathway. He removes them. He says, I will go ahead of you, and I will do what? I will level mountains. I will level mountains in this season. This mountain called COVID-19 will be leveled in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Whether it wants or not, it will be leveled. He says, I will go ahead of you and break the gates of bronze. I will cut through the bars of iron. He's going ahead of you, child of God. He is with you. You are not alone. He has already gone ahead of you. God is not in heaven right now, admitted in an ICU, wondering what happened. How did this happen? No. He is in charge. He is in control. Man may be out of control, but God is still in control. Jehovah is your shepherd. Jehovah is your God. Jehovah is your Lord. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are his people. He will ensure that we are safe. He will ensure that we are safe. Trust me. You're going to be okay. Your family is going to be okay. Your children are going to be okay. Your livelihood is going to be okay. You will not suffer. You will not lack in the bread. You will be in abundance in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living. Because God, Jehovah himself, your shepherd, has gone ahead of you. He has gone ahead of you. The Eastern shepherds in the Middle East, they do not drive sheep. They go ahead of them. That's how they look after sheep. In this country, if you go in those countries, you will find the way the sheep keepers shepherd their sheep. They drive them. They drive them with dogs. They drive them. But the good shepherd in the Middle East, he goes ahead of his sheep. They follow him. He goes ahead of them. He prepares a way for them. The sheep follow him and they hear his voice. They are following him by hearing his voice. That's why Jesus Christ says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that my sheep, they know my voice. My sheep know what? My voice. They will follow the shepherd because they love him and because they trust him. They love him and they trust him. They love him and they trust him. In this season, we are going to love God even more, and we are going to trust him even more in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah! Because he has gone ahead of us. The story is told of a professor who took students in the Middle East, and he was taking for a tour. He's taking them around, trying them around. And they came through this village where there were many farms. And he was telling them about this story, about how the Middle Eastern shepherd goes ahead of the sheep. The sheep follow him. So as they were driving, they come across, the bus suddenly stops. And there are sheep that are crossing, and there's this man who is driving them. The professor was so annoyed. He steps out of the bus and says, What's going on? I was told that, you know, shepherds in the Middle East, they go ahead of the sheep. Why are you driving them? The man looks at him and says, you know what? Yes, that's true. Shepherds go ahead of the sheep. But I am not a shepherd. I am the butcher of the village. He was taking them. He was going to kill them. Thank God. Are you not glad we have got a shepherd who goes ahead of us? He goes ahead of us to remove everything in our paths. You have no idea how many things he has saved you from. You have no idea. Like a child who is in the house, you know, playing up and down, and there are sharp objects or sharp tables around, and the parent is just holding onto the sides of the table so that the kid does not hit the head on the table. The kid is oblivious to that because the parent cares. There are many accidents that you would have fallen into, but the good shepherd, because he has gone ahead of you, he has delivered you. And even in this season, he will continue to go ahead of you. You are not alone. David says in Psalm 23, he talks about the shepherd. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." A shepherd takes care of his flocks. God will take good care of you. God will take good care of you. He is not just a shepherd. He is a good shepherd. Hallelujah. One who never leaves his sheep behind. He never leaves sheep behind. He never leaves sheep behind. He says he is able to leave the 99 and just go for one. He will reach out for you, my friend. He will reach out for you. The incapacitated ones, the weak ones, the ones that have been hit by the sun and they are too weak to move. He will carry you on your shoulders and take you to safety in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. David says that he causes me to lie down in green pastures. He will provide for you. Your provision is guaranteed. He says he causes me to lie beside still waters. That speaks of tranquility. It speaks of peace. Still waters. Have you ever seen still waters? Just picture that. That's where God is taking you. Still waters. In the midst of chaos, he's taking you in places where you will find peace. He will not leave you in pieces. He will make you whole in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Still waters speak of rest. They speak of calmness. They speak calmness. Talk about calmness. Remember Elisha? Elisha is surrounded by a multitude of armies, horses and chariots. And his servant, when he opens his eyes and looks through the window, what he sees is unimaginable. He can't fathom. He can't even wrap his head around what he has just seen. The hills are filled with enemy. But when he turns to his master, I don't know whether his master was reading a newspaper. I don't know whether he was just sipping a cup of tea. He was unbothered. Unbothered. He says, are you okay? He says, look outside. The people are many. We are overwhelmed. The man of God just said, God, open his eyes that he may see. Open his eyes that he may see. And when his eyes were open, he saw a multitude of an army of God, chariots of fire surrounding them. And oh my God, the man said, the ones who are for us are greater than the ones whom you see. The ones that you see physically are less than the ones that are for you. You are not alone. You are a walking army. You walk with the secret service. The secret service. This one is not the secret service of Donald Trump. You can see them. But yours are. Nobody can see them. You walk with. You have no idea who you are. Secret service from heaven walks around with you. You are highly protected. To get to you, you walk with an entourage of heavenly secret service. They are greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Even this COVID. That's why I am telling you this morning, even after they announce all these things, do not be afraid because God is with you. Heaven is with you. Do you understand what I'm saying? even in difficult circumstances with you. Jesus Christ is in this storm with his disciples. They enter into the boat and all of a sudden, a tumultuous happens and they are tossed up and down. Water is getting into the ship and they are fighting to get out water out of the ship. Somebody's ship may be sinking right now. But as long as Jesus Christ is in the boat, you are unsinkable. Jesus Christ cannot be sunk. The God in you cannot be sunk. That's why Jesus Christ is sleeping. He is sleeping even in this storm. He is in tranquility. He is lying beside still waters in the storms. I can guarantee you that in every storm, there is a place called still waters. He is sleeping. And the disciples are wondering, are you not concerned that we are perishing? Jesus Christ said we go to the other side, not the bottom of the sea. Every promise on your life has got to be accomplished. Therefore, tell the enemy, I am not sinking until I build that house. I am not sinking until I marry that girl. I am not sinking until I finish this degree. I am not going anywhere. As long as God is in this boat called me, I am unsinkable. Did you hear that? Lesson, never allow the storms of outside, your outside storm, to determine the state of your inner mind. Your inner status has got to become, you've got to be peaceful in the midst of turmoil. Can you do that? Can you do that, child of God? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. As long as you know that Jesus Christ is in the boat, yes, you can. And yes, you will. Hallelujah. You shall not want. No. You shall be in abundance. He will restore your soul. There's a newness of life that is coming. He will recover. He will recover. He will cause you to recover. Whatever you lost will be recovered. And this is what he says. Though I walk through. Through. It's walking through, you know. You are walking through. You are not staying in this valley of the shadow of death. Though, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there cannot be a shadow unless there's an object. Whenever there's a shadow, that means there's an object. If you look quite clearly, you can see a shadow here right now because I am here. If I wasn't here, there wouldn't be that shadow. That means that death is there. He's saying, even though death is around me, I shall not fear any evil. Why? For you are with me. The sheep do not fear. I'm talking about now. Let's talk about sheep. Sheep has ba 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 ba. They are not worried because they know that their shepherd is ahead of them. They are not scared. They are not scared. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, even though I'm exposed to danger. They are walking through a cliff. They are not scared because as long as they can see their shepherd going ahead, they know they are safe. If you ever hear that the God has been dethroned, then there's a problem. But nobody can dethrone God because he is God. So as long as he's still on the throne, I will fear no evil. Somebody say, I will fear no evil. Now say it like you believe it. I will fear no evil. Yeah, say that the devil may know. I will fear no evil. Even in the face of adversity, you are not alone. Because you are with me. Because you are with me. I will not fear. I will not be afraid. I will not be shaken. Why? Because I have the good shepherd with me. John 10:14. He is the good shepherd. Not only is he a good shepherd, he is the great shepherd. Hebrews 13:20. He is the great shepherd. 1 Peter 5:4. He is also the chief shepherd. My goodness. You are in good hands, child of God. You are in good hands. Therefore, do not fear. The presence of God is with you. You are not alone. His staff, he says, and his rod, they comfort me. The staff When the sheep is going astray, the shepherd just throws the staff and pulls it back. It is safe. You are safe in the presence of the Most High God, because He is always with you. The psalmist continues to say in Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my hiding place. He is my strength. He is my shield. I shall not fear." He is a very present help in times of trouble. He is never absent. God does not call in sick. He is always on duty. Even when you think He's not there, He is there. How do I know? He's omniscient. He's everywhere. The only person who cannot be everywhere at the same time is the devil. He can't. The devil, listen, he cannot be at every place at the same time. Most of these things that we are dealing with are his cohorts. The devil can never be in the same place at the same time. He sends his demons and his agents. Only God is in the same place at the same time. That is why he is with you. Even in that fire, he is with you. Yes, he is with you. He says he is a very present help in my times of trouble. God does not go on holiday. I remember many years ago when there was a genocide, this terrible genocide in Rwanda. Most of the Rwandans believe that God travels all the world during the day. And then in the evening, he goes back to Rwanda to sleep. So this terrible thing that happened, the genocide, people began to wonder, where did God go? Did he go on a holiday? God, even in those dark situations, by the way, God was there. I cannot explain why he allows such things to happen, but he is still in charge. Do you understand what I'm saying? He is ever present in trouble. Ever present in trouble. Ever present in hard times. Ever present in times of need like this one that we are entering right now, or we have been living in for this whole year. Psalm 9, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is a refuge." He is a refuge. He is a refuge. Refuge means there's trouble around, but there's a place where people run to and they are safe. So even in this season, God is our refuge. That's why we're going to run to him, not to any man, not to any politician. Like we have told you, they do not have the answers. You see them talking in front of the cameras. They have no idea what they're talking about. But they have something. They must have something to say because they are leaders. Every other day they have to update us, but they have no clue what they are saying. Even the scientists have no clue. Today they are telling you that, tomorrow they are telling you the other. It's only God that is going to be your refuge in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He says he is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble, a stronghold. Meaning that there are other things that are dying, collapsing, but he remains our stronghold. In this season, he is our stronghold. Hallelujah. He will not leave you alone. His presence will protect you, child of God. He says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Rest assured that there is no situation you are going to go through that takes him by surprise. It's not like human beings who are incapable of juggling many things. You know, you juggle that and something, you lose something. He is almighty. Whilst he's still balancing, the ecosystem is balancing, he's making sure that the sun is not colliding with the earth. All those, keeping all everything in synchronicity, he still cares for you. He's not so busy that he cannot care for you. He's all powerful. While he's doing that, he still cares for you. He still cares for me. Hallelujah. He is your sure defense. He is your sure guard. He is your sure fire guarantee in times of trouble. A stronghold. The Lord is my stronghold. No matter what happens, I am safe. Can you say that about you? No matter what happens, I am safe. If you believe it, say it. Come on.
No matter what happens, I am safe.
Yeah. Believe it. Do not just say it, believe it. No matter what happens, you are safe. No matter what is going on around, you are safe. Because he is with you. He is ever present. He is within reach. He's not far away from you. You are not alone. Verse 2 of Psalm 46 says, therefore, I will not fear. Based on the fact that God is my refuge, based on the fact that God is my stronghold, based on the fact that he's there for me, I will not fear, even though the earth gives way. The Hebrew word for the earth giving way means that even though the earth changes, even though the world changes, hasn't our world changed? Hasn't our world changed? Look at the way we are sat here. Look at what's going to happen next week. Our world has changed. But he said, even though the world changes, even though the mountains are moved, are shaken, and go into the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Puts there the word Selah. Think about that. He says, I will not fear any evil. I'll not be afraid. Why? Because there's a river. There's a river that flows. That river, that peaceful river that flows with gladdening waters. It is flowing. It's flowing with joy after chaos, with joy in chaos. It is flowing with rejoicing. You will rejoice even in the midst of chaos because he is with you. The city of the Lord is not going to be left alone. You are the city of the Lord. You are the city of the Lord. Therefore, he says, therefore, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. You should not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living, because you are not alone. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. He says, I will not flinch. I will not stagger. I will not waver. I will not be shaken. As we finish, Isaiah 43, the Lord says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Fear not, for I have bought you. Fear not, even though you go through the fire. It says the rivers shall not overwhelm, they shall not sweep you. That word is shafat, 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 shafat. You shall not be shafat. You shall not be overwhelmed. The rivers will not inundate you. You shall not be washed away. You shall not be engulfed. You shall not be overpowered. Even when you do what? Pass through them. I am asking God, why don't you take away those waters? Why don't you take away that fire? Every fire that is unnecessary for you, the Lord will take away. But every fire and every water that is necessary to make you who he wants you to become, he will allow. You will fast, you will spin on your head, the fires will be there because it is necessary that you go through them. Hallelujah. But he has promised that even when you go through them, he is there with you. That's why he was there in that fire, in that furnace, where they threw the three Hebrew boys. He was there. He allowed it to happen. Everything that happens to you is by design. Is by design. God does not say, oh my God, how did that happen to him? No, it's by design. He allows those fires. Now, if the fire is burning, just rest assured that you're not alone. You'll not be consumed. His presence is with you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41, verse 9 to 10, you read that as you go home. Talking about being with us. Talking about being with us. Let's read some of the verses, I think. For context purposes, he says, listen to me, coastlands. Listen to me, people. Let the peoples renew their strength. Let them approach. Then let them speak. Let us together draw near for judgment. Go on, go on. Number two, who stood up from the east, whom victory meets at every step. He gives up nations before me so that he tramples kings underfoot and he makes them like dust in his sword, like driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely by path his feet have not trodden. Mm-hmm. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? He says, I, the Lord, the first with the last, and with the last I am he. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They draw near and come. Mm-hmm. Every neighbor has helped. Everyone helps his neighbor and says to his brother, be strong, be strong, be strong, child of God, be strong, be strong, be strong. Let's go to verse 9. And you, Reuben, you, Maria, you, Benon, you, Isaac, I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. You are his servant. You are his child. He called you. You are called. You are chosen. You are a chosen generation. You are not here accidentally. I have chosen you. You're not been chosen by man. Next week, some country will be doing some elections. You'll be choosing a leader. People will be choosing. But God is saying, I have chosen you. And not cast you off. Therefore, he says, fear not. Why? For I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Ndika tonda wo. Nduruhanga wo. I'm speaking many languages here. Nipo mungu yako. I am your God. Capital G. I am your God, your creator, the one who fashioned you. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand, he says. And if you continue in those verses, he says, I will make you into a threshing machine. You will thresh and those mountains that are before you, that when the wind comes, it will blow all those mountains as chaff. It says that you will look for those mountains and you will not see them. Can I announce to you that a time which is not very far, we will even use a magnifying glass on this to try and find the virus, we shall not see it. Because God will have taken it away. You will look for that issue, that problem that is at hand. You will not find it. Why? Because God is with you. You are not alone. Hallelujah. You are not alone. He is with you. He will help you to thresh every mountain before you. And yes, it will be blown away into oblivion. Hallelujah. As though it never happens. Why? Because his presence is with you. He is with you. He will never leave you alone. Bow those your heads in, right now in prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. He will never leave you. He's not going to leave you. Seasons may come and seasons will surely go. But one thing you need to be sure of is that God is not going anywhere. God is not leaving you alone. He's going to be with you. People will leave you. People will leave you. But he's going nowhere. He is with you. You are not alone. Therefore, fear not. Lockdown or no lockdown, he is with you. Virus or no virus, he is with you. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I come against the spirit of fear. Come against the spirit of anxiety. We come against the spirit of doubt. We break it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We shall not fear. We are going out boldly. We are going out because we know that the God who created us is going ahead of us and is going to be our rear guard in Jesus' mighty name. He will not forsake us. He will not leave us alone. That's what he has promised. Father, strengthen that man. Strengthen that woman. Strengthen that boy. Strengthen that girl. Surround that family with your glory. Show them that you are the good shepherd. Show them that you are the great shepherd. Show them that you are the chief shepherd. And you will not leave them alone. You will go with them all the time in Jesus' mighty name, because you have chosen them. They are your children. They are your servants, my Father God. In you we have refuge. In you we have a stronghold. Father, we give you the praise. For those who are ailing right now, we speak healing in Jesus' mighty name. Recovery in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We come against the spirit of death that is going around, taking one by one. We rebuke it in Jesus' mighty name. We stand in the face of coronavirus and say, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name, because God has turned us into threshing machines, into threshing machines. Right now we thresh this mountain before us in the name above every name, that it may be blown away into oblivion by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Somebody give a big clap offering. Give me a clap offering. Give me a clap offering. Give me a clap offering. Hallelujah. And maybe you are out there, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is your moment. He's the only refuge. He's the only stronghold. You are there. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to you. I surrender my life into your hands. Be my shepherd. Be my Lord. Keep me safe and sound. That Heavenly Father, Lord, above all, I may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you sent. That when you appear those clouds, my Father, I may be caught up with you. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. You are now born again in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before we end, as we are going into the lockdown, I want to emphasize that we have these services online. Take advantage of them. On Zoom, you are going to need them. Trust me, you're going to need them. Hallelujah. We have got those meetings that happen on in the morning, Monday to Friday, morning glory, 5 to 7. Wake up and pray with others. On Tuesdays, we have got an evening service, I think, on Wednesday, and Bible study on Thursday from 7:30. Just log in and let's pray. On Friday, we've got an evening glory. Let's pray together. Because this is the only way we can stand. He's our refuge and our stronghold. Amen. Stand on your feet and leave this place. Let's give the Lord a clap of offering. Hallelujah. Remember that whatever it is, you're not alone. During this season, make sure that you're reaching out to one another. On phone, check on one another. People that you haven't seen, just a text will do, a call. This, we may be social distanced, but we are still together. Hallelujah. Let's look out for one another. Amen. Look out for your neighbor. Look out for your neighbor. Look out for your friend. Look out for your colleague. But remember to stay safe. Social distancing, your mask on at all times, washing your hands, you know, thoroughly. And if it's not necessary, let's, you know, obey the Lord. Remain at home. Remain at home. We'll continue to broadcast services to you. And the Lord will take this away. This mountain shall, this too shall pass. It shall pass. This is not the first plague. There are many plagues that happened before and they are gone. This one shall pass. And I guarantee you that you will be here to testify about it, because you are not alone. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time.